There was a feeling in this country after September 11th that Americans would change their attitude towards immigrants, that there would be a backlash against them, resulting in a new look at how we define ourselves. Surprisingly, that didn't happen. America did not change its concept of itself as a nation open to new immigration. There have been many efforts, some considered harsh, to track who comes here and crack down on some who stay illegally. But it turns out that most people simply want a safer society, one that can isolate foreign terrorists without isolating itself. NPR's Mara Liasson reports.
One place in America where attitudes about immigration have changed is among the non-citizen immigrant community itself. Many foreign residents are worried that new powers given to the government to use against non-citizens could hurt them. And so there's been a real surge in legal immigrants from every part of the world, not just the Middle East, accelerating their efforts to take the oath of allegiance and become citizens.
I hereby declare on oath that I absolutely and entirely renounce and adjure all allegiance and fidelity to any foreign prince, potentate, state or sovereignty, of whom or which I've heretofore been a subject or citizen.
Some of the applicants are motivated by the patriotism that sprang from September 11th, not nervousness. But what's hard to find is evidence that there's been any backlash against immigrants among the American people. Angela Kelly, with the National Immigration Forum, an immigrant advocate group in Washington, says she was worried on September 11th.
We held our breaths and said many prayers. It's a history that we had experienced before. As you know, in the early 90s, there had been a bombing of the World Trade Center, and there had been a shooting at the CIA by a Pakistani asylum seeker. Those events culminated in the passage of three very restrictive laws in 1996 that cracked down on the rights and opportunities of immigrants and refugees in a way that had never been done before. And that, fortunately, hasn't happened, and we don't believe will come to pass.
Doris Meisner, former INS commissioner, was also surprised by what she considers the level-headed way the country reacted.
That's really the story. That's the headline from my viewpoint, which is that, which is what didn't happen. I mean, there was not a hysteria of anti-immigrant rhetoric, and there has not been since then a real shutdown impulse in the country.
Meisner credits the Bush administration, which emphasized over and over that the hijackers were terrorists, not immigrants, and she credits the public.
It really shows a level of sort of maturity and sophistication on the part of thinking of the American people to recognize that what happened on September 11th was a particular group of very bad people, but they are not representative of immigrants overall, nor are they representative of immigration as a theme of our national life.
All that doesn't mean there haven't been changes. The government has tightened the rules regarding temporary non-immigrant visitors, fortified border control, and given law enforcement broad new authority to detain non-citizens. Angela Kelly says the Department of Justice has acted in very different ways from the Congress.
The number of detentions without access to counsel, the amount of time people have been detained, the ability to detain people indefinitely, folks having their conversations with their attorneys monitored, that has been quite harsh.
And there have been other changes. Before September 11th, Congress was about to begin a broad debate on redefining the way immigration from Mexico takes place. President Bush and Mexican President Vicente Fox were formulating a legalization proposal for the millions of undocumented Mexican workers in the U.S. The two leaders also wanted to make it safer and more orderly for workers to move back and forth across the border. Colorado Republican Tom Tancredo has labored long and unsuccessfully to lower the number of immigrants to the United States.
Before September 10th, I will tell you that the momentum leading toward open borders was great. It was huge. It was powerful. Two things were driving it. One was a desire on the part of immigration advocates to reach that stage. And then the parties both saw some political advantage to doing it.
That momentum has slowed, but it hasn't stopped. There hasn't been a single formal hearing in Congress on any proposal to reduce immigration. Part of the reason is the coalition supporting some version of the Bush-Fox initiative is even broader than Tancredo describes. It's not just both political parties who see the Hispanic vote as critical, but it's a new, unlikely alliance of the business community and its traditional adversary, organized labor. Business needs immigrants to fill jobs. Labor wants them to join unions. Tom Donahue, the president of the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, says the need for some kind of legalization for the 12 million undocumented workers thought to be in the U.S. is desperate.
If we could stop it right now and take those 12 million people and send them home, the hotels, the hospitals, the nursing homes, the agriculture business, and many of the factories in this country would be seriously short-staffed. And in the public service areas of medical and care of the elderly, it would be an absolute crisis.
No member of the pro-amnesty immigration coalition has backed away from the issue since September 11th. Certainly not Andy Stern, the president of the Service Employees International Union. Stern's union represents large numbers of immigrants and lost many members in the attacks.
We have hardworking, tax-paying people who are in this country who want to become citizens. And for us, nothing has changed. I think a lot of people have gotten nervous and held back, but you feel the momentum building again to do something about immigration.
Most participants in the immigration debate predict that the issue of amnesty or regularization will return. Not this year, but certainly before the next presidential election. Of course, by the time the immigration reform debate does begin again, there may be fewer non-citizens in the United States because so many legal immigrants are rushing to change their status.
On behalf of the Immigration Service and the Baltimore District Office, congratulations on your new citizenship. Thank you.
Mara Liasson, National Public Radio, Washington.
Maria Chapuis.
Martha Granger.